Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, it's time for Swap Shop. I know. Who's going to be swapping on a day like today? Nobody. But if you've got somebody that wants to call in and say, I'd like to shovel some of my neighbor's sidewalks, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we are probably a little closer to 2 or 3 inches, a little closer to 3 inches than before. I noticed that the snow is falling a little heavier and a little thicker. We did get a phone call in just a few minutes ago from a person on the north part of our county, Marion County, who said they have measured 6 inches of snow up there. So obviously, as you go north, the snow is much worse. As you go south, down where Adam is, down closer to Columbus, the snow is relatively light, so it's kind of where you are and when you are, right? Okay, but anyway, Swap Shop. If you are interested in swapping anything, selling something, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We do have people that send in information, and let's see what's going on today. What is today? The 3rd, right? At the Tallgrass Trail Trailhead, they're having a spectacular on the Cardinal at 4 o'clock this afternoon. My guess is that's going to be canceled. So let's just pass on that, right? I'm guessing that's going to be canceled. All right, let's see, what else have we got going on here? Not a whole lot of things. We have some old things from, February 19th, which is a Saturday. On the 19th, Ridgedale Lions Club is going to have their 2022 Daytona 500 dinner and auction. And the doors will open at 4 p.m., dinner at 5 p.m., and the auction will follow. And that's going to be at the IGF Sail Pavilion, 2730 Harding Highway, which is State Route 309 near Big Island, and that's in Marion. So, okay, that's about all I have here. Let me see why my phone is not working. It may not be my phone. It may be my headphones that are not working. Yeah, that's much better. All right. We've had lots of closings today. Let me start off by the ones I wrote on my napkin. Sarah called in and said the Marion Area Counseling Center is closed. She mentioned that if you need a ride on a bus, their last pickup today will be at 1 o'clock, and their last drop-off it will be at 1:30. So if you need a ride, you better get with it, because you've only got about 40 minutes before their last pickup, all right? Now, we're going to talk, as we do during wintertime swap shops, since we don't get a lot of calls at that time, we're going to talk about Black History Month. As you know, or as you should know, February is Black History Month, and it's started, what, 3 days ago, right? And there are a lot of things a lot of people don't know about Black History Month. A lot of people think it was started, 10 years ago. But no, it's been going on quite a while. Did you know that the current population of Black and African Americans make up to 46.9 million, according to the U.S. Census. Also, 89.4% of African American age 25 and older had a high school diploma or higher in 2020. I'm trying to find a some interesting facts about why we have Black History Month, but I thought that was interesting that we have so many African Americans that make up the U.S. Census Bureau, 46.9 million in the country. What is our country? About 330 million people? So that's a sizable amount. As a matter of fact, I was told by 2045, we will no longer be a majority white nation. We will be a majority minority nation. That means we'll have more minorities than we'll have anything else. Whites will be minorities. Blacks will be minorities. Hispanics will be. Everybody will be a member of a minority party by then. If you can call it a minority party. The founder of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History was Carter G. Woodson. And he first had that idea of having a month-long celebration. And he was born in 1875. So you know it's been a long time in the coming, right? He later earned a Ph.D. In history from Harvard University, and he worried that Black children are not being taught about their ancestors. Now, there are states now that are trying to make rules that says you can't tell that sort of thing, but we'll wait and find out about that, right? By the late 1960s, Negro History Week, that's what it was called, Negro History Week, the precursor to this month's celebration and events, changed into what is known as Black History Month. I used to, and I think I've told this story many times before, but I used to walk to school with Pinky. Pinky Pinker, his last name was Pinkerton. We all called him Pinky. He was an African-American young man, and we walked to school together, and he used to say to me, and this was about the time that they were switching over to calling Negro children Black children, and he would pull up his arm and he'd pull up his shirt and he'd say, "Glenn, I'm not Black, I'm brown. Why don't they call us brown people?" I had no answer for him. We were both probably 15 at the time, maybe 14 at the time. I really had no answer for him. But he did not like changing it from Negro to Black. He thought it should change from Negro to brown. And it never was. It was always, we still refer to African Americans as Black people. The month of February was picked up. The month of February was picked up for Black History Month because it contained the birthdays of President Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, two very huge names in the African-American forward movement. Lincoln was born on February 12th. And Douglass, who was a former slave, did not know his precise birthday, but celebrated it on February 14th. Interesting that he would celebrate his birthday on Valentine's Day. I wonder if that had anything to do with it. That's kind of the beginnings of Black History Month. I do remember when they switched the name over to Black History Month. Boy, my headphones are not working very well. Sorry. When they switched the name over, I remember a lot of my friends really found that offensive. It never bothered me. I was lucky enough to be raised by a mother and father who well, we didn't even think about it very much. I went to my first high school and first junior high was about 30-35% African American, so it wasn't something that I even thought about, quite frankly. But I know there were a lot of people. I went to two high schools after that first one. I went to South Bend Adams, which was, highly populated by Jewish kids, which I also didn't think much about. But my third high school was Valparaiso High School, and I don't remember any black kids there. I think the only black kids in all of Valparaiso were at the university, and I think there were only 50 when I was there, 50 African-American ladies and gentlemen that we had. And so therefore, I went from one extreme to another extreme. But I learned a lot. I truly learned a lot. As a young track runner, I remember the very first time we ran against South Bend Central, which we did when I was, the sophomore year, the spring of my sophomore year. I went over to say hi to all my old friends that were still running track. I got some pretty strange looks from all my new friends from Valparaiso High School. I was only at John Adams for about 8 months, so I'll explain that to you later. It was my dad was a minister, and on the fast track to become bishop of the Indiana district, and so therefore we were moved about a bit. Anyway. Let's see, I'm trying to remember what the ASALH stands for. I've lost it. It was the black organization of its day. And they have celebrated Negro History Week and Black History Month for 95 years. So this month of celebration of our African American brothers and sisters has been going on a long, long time. I think we ought to learn how all to celebrate all the different times. We should learn to celebrate our Muslim brothers and sisters celebratory days and weeks. We should learn how to celebrate all the different organizations, all the different makeups of we should just celebrate being alive, right? What do you think? It's a good thing. We have truly only one race, and it's called the human race. And I guess I'm getting back into my Wednesday show, the A Progressive Life. But I truly believe that we are just one race. And no matter what you think, I don't think you can defend saying that the different races are that much different. Sure, we have different color skin. Maybe our eyes are slanted a little bit differently. Maybe we have a broader nose. Maybe our hair is a little bit different. We all have moms and dads, and they all love us, right? So I hope you can learn to love your next-door neighbor no matter what their race or sexual preference or age is. You know, there are a lot of people that discriminate against those of us who are old. I'm 75, and I quit running for I ran for office once, and I was asked to run again recently. And I turned him down, and the reason why I turned him down is I said I'm too old. And then I thought, wait a minute, that's not right. Am I too old? I guess the chance of me dying of old age is a lot closer. But there are a lot of 20 and 30-year-olds that are going to die maybe before I die because of car accidents and terrible diseases and things like that. So I may have one of those terrible diseases, but I'm going to the doctor in a couple weeks, so I'll know. I'll let you know. What do you say? All right. 50 years after the first celebrations, then President Gerald Ford officially recognized Black History Month in the country's 1976 bicentennial. Do you remember the 1976 bicentennial? Excuse me. They came out with new coins that were really neat. I really like the bicentennial quarters. Let's see, in 76, I'm trying to remember. Well, I can't remember what I was trying to remember. Ford called on Americans to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in the every area of endeavor throughout our history. That was a quote from then President Ford. That we should seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. And boy, I tell you what, if you start looking into it, you will be shocked at all the things that had we not had our African American brothers and sisters, we wouldn't have gotten the information nearly as quickly. Nearly as well. Even many of them were slaves who developed things that have bettered our lives. Now, they were not noted for that because they didn't have the opportunity to get out and do things. Of course not. They had to pick the cotton. But there were slaves that were brilliant, just like there are Japanese that are brilliant, even when they were sent to internment camps during World War II. Just like we have brilliant Caucasian people and brilliant Jews. And brilliant, there is no group that you can pull apart and say they are better or worse than another group. Now, we always hear, you know, the Germans are much more warlike, but we also hear that the Germans are much more precision-oriented. But I know that there are some. I happen to have German ancestry, and I'm not terribly precision-oriented. These are all things that we've made up to put people in little boxes. I wish we could find a way to get away from doing that. You are a lot more important than you allow yourself to be if you put yourself in a little box like that. We are all important to each other. That was one of the things I was talking about earlier when we were talking about how we can help our neighbors. You never know what little thing you can do that will help your neighbor. You can, you can take them bread when you bake an extra loaf. You can take them beans when you grow too many. I have sage that grows out of my ears in the backyard, and I don't use very much sage, and I take it to my neighbors on either side of my house. You can, if you get too many tomatoes, you can take it to the office and all those people can grab a fresh tomato. There's nothing better than a fresh tomato. Well, that's not true. I'm not a big tomato fan, but if there is a tomato that's any good, it's a fresh one. And I've actually gotten so I really like tomatoes now. I've actually gotten so I like salad, which is hard for me to understand how I went from hating salad to really liking salad. I look forward to having a salad every month, every night. Of course, I put lots of junk on it. I don't use a lot of dressing, but I do put those little tidbits on top. Dried cranberries and walnut chips and stuff like that. You gotta add some umami? Is that what it's called? You got to add that flavor that makes it really good. Anyway, I hope you've been able to get out and at least look at the weather. It's kind of interesting. Right now, I noticed it was, at least out our front door, it was snowflakes are getting a little bit bigger. The wind has died down, but it's picked back up again. That's really messing stuff up, that wind. That wind is messing everything up. I don't like wind. I used to love wind. I used to race sailboats out on Lake Michigan. And the more, the better. I did take a knockdown once, which is when your boats, we raced on a 30-footer, and the wind hit us so hard that it knocked our mast into the water. It knocked it down that far. That was a little scary. It knocked me off the boat, as a matter of fact, but I was tethered to the boat, so I was able to get back on board. Some of the fun things. I have had a terrific life. I cannot complain about anything in my life yet. My wife may complain about me, but I can't complain about her too much. I do. But I shouldn't, right? She gets along with me, despite my shortcomings. Canada also commemorates Black History Month in February. Kind of interesting. I wonder if it has a direct relationship with us or whether it's just a passing relationship with us. It doesn't tell me that on my information here that I'm reading off of. Don't forget, this is Black History Month, and celebrate it with your white, your black, your yellow, your red, all your friends, no matter what their color is. My color is kind of pinkish gray. You can celebrate with me. And, you know, the older I get, it's kind of interesting. The older I get, the less I care. I think that's true about a lot of things. I was listening to a person, I think it was on radio yesterday, or maybe it was television yesterday, who was talking about how as we get older, we care less and less about our final days. We care more about them, but we worry less about them. We understand that they're there. They're facing us. Whereas when you're 20 or 30, you don't even think about it. I mean, you know, you think you're never going to die when you're 20 or 30. That's not true, by the way, those of you who are 20 or 30. And it's not a bad idea to think about it. It might make you a better person to think of your mortality. Now, I like to think of myself as immortal, but I know darn well I am not immortal. Every time I have a doctor's visit, I think, oh, what's he going to tell me that's going to be really bad this time? Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, we are at 107.1 WWGH FM, we are the talking place, and we've been doing an awful lot of talking this morning because we have so many things going on, and since I've got the break here, I'm going to break away and tell you what things are canceled. Now, I know I've done it before, but there are people that are just tuning in, and I'm going to do it for them. If you want to go blow your nose or go to the potty, feel free. This is a good time. It'll take me about, I guess, a couple of minutes to get through all these closings. And these are closings. I think there's one thing on here that says they're still open, but I'm not sure that's true even now. We are in the middle of a level 2 snow advisory, which means if you don't have to go out, you're not supposed to go out. They haven't quite shut the door on us yet. That means maybe I'll be able to get home today. Boy, our lights are flickering. I wonder if something bad is happening to our electrical wires outside. Because of the storm, the Marion County Sheriff's Office administrative offices are closed. CCW Web Check Office is closed. Center Street Clinic is closed. And you're going to say, well, basically everything's closed, but not everything is closed. I'm going to continue on reading these things, and those are the things you know have been closed. The meal on wheels, the deliveries have been canceled. Marion City Schools are closed. Marion Preparatory Academy, River Valley, and Ridgedale and Pleasant are all closed. Marion Technical College and OSUM will be closed today. Check with your emails and check with your, online stuff at those two schools for what's going to happen tomorrow. My guess is they may still be closed tomorrow, but that's not official. So check and make sure whether you got a report to your classes or not. Republic Services, they run the county landfill. They have closed down the transfer station, which means there will be some problems getting your trash up and out of town. So it may be late, it may be slow, it may not be till tomorrow if you're expecting trash pickup. So be patient. Let's see here. All hospital activities have been put on an as-needed basis. So if you do not have, if you have elective surgery or something along that line, you can assume it's been canceled. But call ahead. That's the best way to do it. Call ahead and ask whether your particular procedure has been delayed, canceled, postponed, so call ahead. Marion Area Humane Society is going to be closed today. People will be watching the critters, so nothing bad's going to happen to them. Ohio Health is closed today. Barks Road COVID drive-through testing location. The university drive-through lab, except the University Urgent Care does remain open, it says. I haven't checked recently, but that's our latest word. Doctors Park Lab has closed. Marion Downtown Lab has closed. Bucyrus OPG Primary Care Office has been closed. Tri Rivers is closed. The Palace offices and Thursday night's trivia has been canceled down at the Palace, at their May Pavilion. That's on Thursday nights. Tonight's Ohio State University men's basketball game against Iowa has been postponed, so if you had the popcorn all ready to sit down and watch it on TV, you might have to eat the popcorn without the game. The game will be rescheduled, no doubt, and you can check on that. Hey, we have a phone call, so let's go to the phone, see what's going on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, I just had the Columbus Noon News on, and they just gave an update saying that at 4 o'clock, Marion County is going to level 3.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll be able to get home then.
Yeah, hopefully. Be careful.
All right, thanks, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Did you hear that? At 4 o'clock, Fred says that the people in Columbus have let us know that they are going to change to a level 3. So, fortunately, I'll be out of here. Yeah, and then I'll get to sit at home and not have to do anything because I can't get out after 4 o'clock, right? And level 3 means you have to stay home. You're not, unless you are an essential service, you cannot be out on the road. And I'm guessing essential services are things like doctors, maybe police officers, city officials, maybe that sort of thing. All right, so thanks a lot, Fred, for calling in. Let us know about that. Let's see, all Fahey Banks locations are closed today. Highland is closed. Gilead Christian Early Childhood Center, Fairway Schools, Elgin, Crawford County Board of Developmental Disability, all those are closed. Clear Fork is closed. Cardington, Bucyrus, Buckeye Central are all closed. The health department is closed. Marion Center cinemas are closed. And the library is closed. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi.
Ben.
Yeah.
I got a beautiful gift. I heard a knock on the door this morning, and it was presented to me, and I really don't have any use for it, but a lot of people could use it and enjoy it. It's really a nice insulator and everything, but I, like I say, it's a big article, and I don't need it. And they can come and get it for the free for the taking.
Okay.
And my phone number is freeze 0000 if they want to call me and remove it. And it's perfect shape. It's pure white. There's no yellow spots on it.
You're pulling my leg, Mr. Goff.
And to get the size of it, it isn't too bad. 12-acre blanket. It's beautiful. And I know a lot of people would like to have that. So
oh, yeah.
If you'd advertise that on your show, I appreciate that.
You got it. It'll be on every minute from now till the end of the show. Hey, did you hear we're closing down level 3 at 4 o'clock? Oh, I lost him. All right. Hey, thanks. We need to chuckle. We need to chuckle at this time with all the nasty weather and, all the nasty stuff that's going on in the United States right now. We need a good chuckle. And thanks to Mr. Jolliffe, we just got our first one of the day, right? He's got all this freeze 000. Give him a call, and he'll give you 12 acres of frozen white stuff. I think that's what he said. Sounds right to me. Doesn't it sound right to you? We also do have a couple of things that were called in. And I was going to call, I was going to read this thing from the Tallgrass Trail, but I have no doubts that Mr. Anderson has had to cancel the Tallgrass Trail thing. They were going to have a today they were going to have a spectacular cardinal program out at the Tallgrass Trail. I don't have too much except for I do have a phone call and my headphones are going in and out. Let's go back to the phone here. It's Mr. Jolliffe again. Hi, you're on the air.
No, your description of my article that I received, it was a beautiful white blanket. It's a very good insulator. It's never been used. It has no yellow spots or nothing on it. So I want to emphasize on the pronunciation and everything that I described it, because I really think somebody will get used to it. I really, truthfully, man, I want to get rid of it. Thank you.
I bet you do. Bye-bye. It's beautiful. It's all white, and it's gorgeous. No yellow spots on it. He doesn't have any dogs, I guess. All right. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. We're down to our last 11 minutes of swap shop. We know that there won't be any swapping going on. Oh, I forgot to mention that 1 o'clock is the last pickup for Marion Area Transit. So if you have to get somewhere and you need Marion Area Transit, you've got 10 minutes to give them a call or to get picked up. And the last drop-off is at 1:30. So last pickup is at 1 o'clock. Last drop-off is at 1:30. Also, Marion Area Counseling Center is closed as well. Let's go back to the phone if I can find the right button. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'll have to tell you, Glenn, I do have dogs, and they're very beautiful. Are you interested in what kind of breed they are?
Uh-huh. Well, they don't pee on your white blanket, though, it sounds like.
Well, they mostly roam around my property and up against the house and stuff at night, and they're called coyotes.
Oh, yeah, well, we all have a few coyotes around, right?
We got coyote and coyote scat. If you're ever interested in any, I can provide some. I did for James Anderson several times.
Yeah, he showed it to me. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, Glenn. You have a good one. And you be safe going home.
I will. Thanks a lot, Mr. Jones. Bye-bye. Yeah, he showed it to me. Yeah, you know, it doesn't look any different than dog scat. And I don't think they call it dog scat, do they? I call mine, well, I put it in a little green bag that's recyclable. My little green, I found little poop bags that you can put in the garbage can and they will disintegrate within, hopefully not quickly, because you do have to get them to the garbage can, and the garbage can has to go out to the garbage, and then the garbage has to go to the guys who pick it up, and today that has been delayed. So let's hope that those little green bags don't disintegrate too soon. I think they usually give you I think those bags give you several weeks. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
All right, Glenn.
Yep.
This is the final update.
All right.
The boss said the heck with 1 and 1:30. We're shutting it down now.
Okay, well, that's probably a good idea.
So stick a fork in us, we're done.
We're done. All right, Glenn. Thanks a lot.
I'm hungry. What's for lunch, Glenn? You got the soup going? The soup kettle going?
Peanut butter and lettuce sandwiches.
I'm not so hungry anymore.
And I hope you've had a safe day so far, so keep it going, all right?
All I got to do is get this baby back to the bus garage, and then I'm homebound.
Okay, I might cross you as you're getting back to the bus garage.
I live off South Prospect, so I'm sure you will.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Sarah, our roving reporter, who gives us all the information, and I told Scott earlier today, he's done a really good job of training her on what to give us. She gives us everything, and we love her. We absolutely love her. Hey, I got two or three last things about Black History Month. I did tell you that in Canada, it is also celebrated in February. At the time of Negro History Week, which was launched in 1926, Woodson, the guy we talked about that started things, believed the teaching of Black history was key to the physical and intellectual survival of the race within the society. His quote, "If a race has no history, it has no worthwhile tradition. It becomes a negligible factor in the thought of the world, and it stands in danger of being exterminated." That's what he said. And that was in Journal of Negro History. That's where it was reported. Interesting point. We kind of tried to erase African-American history when we put them into slavery. But fortunately, and then for years we tried to do it after slavery. And then in the 60s, we got the civil rights laws and things got a little bit better. And now we seem to be trying to take them away again. We are such a complicated people. We are sometimes so ignorant of our own shortcomings. While this year's theme of Black History Month is Black health and wellness, past themes have included the family, Black migrations, and Black women in American culture. So this year's emphasis is on Black health and wellness, which is a good thing to celebrate and a good thing to try to help. And quite frankly, many of our Black brothers and sisters do not get the health and wellness care that the Caucasians seem to get. There are a lot of reasons for it, none of which are good. All right. Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We haven't had a lot of swapping today. That's fine. We don't need to have swapping when we are looking down the barrel of a level three snow thing, which is coming at 4:00. They're going to shut everything down. So if you got to get home, make sure you take off before 4 o'clock because they will stop you on the streets if you're out there, because it's against the law to be driving around town during a level 3 advisory. All right? Boy, it's been a good day today. I really had a lot of fun people that call me up, especially the last... Mr. Jolliffe really tickled my innards there about his white blanket with no little yellow spots on it. And he does have dogs. They're called coyotes. I've got to find out where he lives. He must live out in the boonies. Well, it's getting down to our last 4 minutes, and we're not going to really carry this on much further. I hope you learned a little bit about Black History Month. I'm saving all these... I have 7 pages of stuff that you can do for other people to make their lives a little bit better. One of the things I was lucky enough to have was a mother and a sister who were absolutely angels, and really taught me to love love everybody I was with. I had a gentleman, he wasn't a gentleman, when I was in high school, a young man stabbed me in my eye. Not in my eye, but across the top of my eye. I threw him down the stairwell. I was not happy, but I was pretty strong back then because I was a football player, and I lifted up and threw him down a stairwell. And then the first thing I did is run down. I could hear my mother in the back of my head. I ran down and I picked him up. I don't think I apologized, but he was okay, so I felt better. That was my habit when I was a kid. If I got mad at you, I picked you up and threw you to the ground. The Panos brothers were picking on me. I don't know why, but I guess it was 2-1, so they thought they could do it. And I got so angry at him, I picked both of them up and slammed them down on the pavement. Neither one of them were seriously injured, but both of them ran away. That's probably not a good thing to do. It's probably not a good thing to admit that I did. I wonder if the Panis brothers are still alive. And the guy that stuck me with the knife, I think by the time I was out of high school, I think I had heard that he had either gone to jail or been killed or something along that line. He had a rough life. I'm so sorry from the people that I've known throughout my life that have had a rough life. Thomas Sayer, that name just popped up. He was one of my African-American friends in grade school. A wonderful young man. Then we had, I don't know why all these names are rolling back to me right now, Leadbutt Winston. That's truly what we called him, Leadbutt Winston. And it wasn't, he liked that name. He had a very large derriere. And every time the gym teacher would tell us to do somersaults, he struggled because his large derriere would bring him right back. He couldn't get all the way over. But he didn't mind being, I don't think he minded being called Leadbutt, but we called him Leadbutt. We didn't call him Leadbutt Winston, but that was his last name, so that's what we call him. Another wonderful young man. We played on lots of teams together. Anyway, I'm getting all these thoughts welling up in my mind. Do you ever go through that? If you're my age, I'm sure you've gone through it where, oh, you start remembering names and you think, oh, that was a good time. Well, I got to admit to you, if I ever complain, I am being totally hypocritical. I have never had anything but a wonderful life, and it wasn't, no movie's been made out of it, but I have had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life. Everybody should be brought up in a minister's family. Everybody should be brought up in an area where there is no really racial differences. and everybody should be brought up with as much love as I got from my mother and my sister. My father loved me too, but he was kind of a quiet minister. Most of the time he spent in his office preparing his sermon for the next Sunday. Hey, you have a great time. Thanks for tuning in all day. And don't forget, Level 3 at 4
o'clock.
You're
listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Mary.